Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Chaymer b'shchita mi be'aliyah. There is a chumrah, a stringency, which applies to shechting a carbon outside the Azara more than putting a carbon on the Mizbeach outside of the Azara. U'be'aliyah, there's also a chumrah by putting it on the Mizbeach mi b'shchita more than by shechting the carbon outside the Mizbeach, the Azara. Chaymer b'shchita. The chumrah by shchita is as follows. Shehashechet lehedyot. If someone shechts a carbon with the intent that it should be eaten by a hedyot, it should be eaten by a non-kohen, by someone who's not roy to eat it. So they're shechting this animal outside the azar with the intent that a hedyot should eat it. Halach is chayav. There is a chiyav for shchita b'chutz. V'hamala lehedyot. However, if someone put it on the mizbeach with the intent that it should be for the benefit of a hedyot putter, he's going to be putter. This is learned out from Psukim. The Bartanur brings on the various drushos, as well as the halachos, which will be mentioned throughout this mishnah, are all based on various Psukim. Chaymer ba'aliyah, there's a chumer by putting it on the mizbeach outside the azara, which is that shnayim she'achzu b'sakin v'shachtu peturim. If two people held the knife and shechted it, they'll be putter as far as shchitas chutz. Whereas achazu be'aver v'haluhu, if two people carry an animal up to the mizbeach outside the azara, chayev in that case will be chayev, again, because there are psukim that show this. Hela v'chazar v'hela v'chazar v'hela. We have a large animal, and the person goes and carries the animal up to this mizbeach, which is outside the azara. Then he goes back down and brings up another piece of the animal, and then goes back down and brings up another piece. Chayev al kol aliyah v'aliyah. He'll be chayev for each act of bringing up on the mizbeach. Divi Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Yosi Omer, however, Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein chayav al achas, you're only chayav once." And even though you may have known in between, even if you had yedios in between, the Yachin says, still, since we have a pasuk that shows you only chayav once for each carbon. In addition, you only chayv if you bring it up to the top of the mizbeach, which was built outside the azara. Reb Shimon says, afilu hela ala sela, even if you bring the carbon up onto a rock with the intent to sacrifice it, to burn it on the rock, oyal ha'even, or a stone, chayv as well, you'll be chayv because it doesn't require having dafka, a formal type of a mizbeach. Mishnah Dalet. Echad kachim kasherim vechad kachim psulim. Whether kachim are kosher or whether kachim are pasul. Shehaya psulim bakaydesh, but specifically psulim which happened bakaydesh, which means lun, if it stayed overnight or if it went out of the azara or if it was shechted with chutz lezmanoi, meaning pigol or chutz lemkaymoi. So the psul is relative to the kachim status of the karbon. And you took this v'krivon b'chutz, and you were makiv them outside the azara, chayav. Specifically, in that case, you will be chayav. And again, this is learned out from a pasuk that it says lases oisei l'Hashem. Only that which is made l'Hashem are you chayav for it. But things that are not made l'Hashem, that never had a din of kodesh, you're not chayav for hakrava b'chutz. Hamala kezayis min ha'ola. If someone brings up half of a kezayis of the flesh of an oila, plus half of a kezayis of the innards of the oila, so together we have an entire kezayis. So the halacha is chayav, you are chayav, because they're kula kalil. So since both of them are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, they are mitztarif. They combine to be mechayav for the shear of a kezayis. Hakomets. Referring to the kemitza, which is taken off of the flower offerings, the mincha, v'halavoyna, and the levoyna, which is the incense that are brought together with a minchas nedava, v'haketayres, or the regular ketayres, which was brought in two portions in the Beis HaMikdash, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, u'minchas kohanim, or a mincha, which is brought by a kohen, which is also kula kalil. All of these things that we mentioned so far are entirely burned on the mizbeach. Uminchas kohen mashiach, or mincha which is brought by a kohen who was anointed, which is the asiris ha'efa that he would bring every single day. Uminchas Nesachim, or a mincha which is brought along with the libations that were brought together with the various karbanos. The halacha is sheikriv me'echad mehem. If you brought one of these kezayis, a kezayis of one of them bachutz outside the azara, chayav, you're going to be chayav. Even though you only brought a kezayis, you're chayav because you did a proper hakrava. Rebbe Elazar poter at sheyakiv es kula. Rebbe Elazar says you're poter until you're makriv the entire thing, and the reason is because he says if you don't have the entire thing, then it should have the status of a chaser. If it's chaser, if it's lacking, then it can't be chayav for it, since if you brought it in the azara itself that way, you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. V'kulan she'akrivan bifnim. Now, in all of these previous listed things, the kaimetz, levayin, the ketores, where you brought almost everything inside the azara, and you only left over one kezayis, v'shir behem kezayis, v'kivan b'chutz, and you brought that last kezayis outside, chayav you will be chayav. Why? Because here, there's nothing lacking. There's no chisaron. And therefore, you can be chayav for it. V'kulan, shechasu kol shehem, and all of the above, which some of it was missing, for example, if it got lost or destroyed, v'kivan b'chutz, and the person then brought whatever was left over outside the azara, Pater, the halacha would be that he's pater because it is pasul anyway because of chisaron.